Chapter 14. Back to the Cave. By the time we get back to Aladdin's house, it's midnight here. Aladdin's mom opens the door and hugs us all.
I was so worried,
Nada says.
Sorry, Aladdin says. Then his face breaks into a huge smile. But the princess agreed to marry me.
What?
Nada's mouth drops open.
That's wonderful. I can't believe the Sultan allowed it. Wow.
I say, about that. The Sultan has demanded 40 buckets of jewels carried by 80 marchers.
Where are we going to find 80 marchers? Jonah asks.
I have no idea.
It's late, Aladdin's mom tells us. I say you all go to bed and wake up fresh in the morning to figure things out.
Jonah and I get back into our bed, head to foot. Prince is curled up on the rug beside us.
I'll try not to kick you in the chin again, Jonah says.
Try very hard, please, I reply.
Abby, what are we going to do? Can Karima even make one bucket of jewels?
I turn onto my stomach. Jonah immediately kicks me in the shoulder.
Oops, sorry, he says.
Forget it. I can't fall asleep. I slide the ring off and rub its side. Karima appears in the purple haze. She's wearing a gold jumpsuit, and her long pink hair is now in two braids.
Oh, hi, she says. Everything going okay?
I explain what happened at the Great Hall, the Sultan's demand, the deadline of Thursday at noon. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We'll only have a day and a half to pull this off. Karima starts biting her nails. I didn't know genies did that.
I can't just zap up 80 people, she says, or 40 buckets of jewels. I tried to zap up jewels and look what happened. I made a squirrel.
Karima looks miserable. She's now biting the nails on her other hand. Don't worry, I tell her. We'll figure it out in the morning. Jonah is already snoring.
Okay, Karima says. She looks relieved. Good night.
I slide the ring back on my finger, and Karima disappears. I stare at the ceiling. Yes, I assure myself, we will figure it out in the morning. Because if we don't, Aladdin won't get his happily ever after, and it'll be all our fault. I feel something vibrating on my finger. Half awake, I sit up and yawn. It's early morning, and Jonah and Prince are both still asleep. My finger vibrates again. I look at the ring. It's shaking. Is it Karima trying to tell me something? I quickly slide the ring off and rub it. She leaps out.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Karima cries, waving away the purple haze. She starts spinning around, a big smile on her face.
Abby, I figured it out, at least part of it. We need to go back to the cave.
The cave? Where I burned my elbow? Twice? Where the evil magician tried to trap us forever? I hate the cave. Why do we need to go back?
I can't make a jewel appear from nowhere, but I can multiply. Remember those jewel fruits from the cave? We'll go get some more, and then I'll multiply them.
I jump up. That is a great idea, Karima. Brilliant. She winks.
A gem of an idea?
I laugh. Yes, an absolute gem.
Is it my imagination, or is the flying carpet going a little faster today?
Jonah asks as we coast through the desert. I'm sitting up front with him. Aladdin and Prince are behind us. Prince's ears flap in the breeze. There was no ear flapping yesterday.
It is, I say, and a little higher, too.
You're definitely getting the hang of magic carpet flying. We only bumped into two people on the way.
So, since I mastered that, can I wear the ring now?
Jonah asks. Not yet, I tell him. You could lose it. But I'll let you try it once before we leave, okay?
You better,
he says, yanking the left tassel of the carpet. We hover at the entrance to the cave and all hop off. Jonah rolls up the carpet and tucks it under his arm.
Can I go in?
Aladdin asks.
Sure,
I say. You and I can go, and Jonah will wait here with Prince.
No way! Cries my brother. I love the cave! I want to go back!
Okay, fine. We all go, I say. But we all have to be careful.
Why?
Aladdin asks, grabbing the handle to the hatch. I explain about the evil magician and or else and the star that burned me.
So no bumping laser stars, Aladdin says. Got it.
Let's go, Jonah says. Prince, be on your best behavior.
Woof!
Prince agrees. At least, I think he agrees. At the bottom of the stone steps, we follow the short hallway to the first room. Jonah lets Aladdin go in first. He grins and holds a finger to his lips in a shush gesture at me. We hear Aladdin yelp.
Why are there thousands of me?
Jonah laughs, and we follow Aladdin into the room of mirrors.
Hi, thousands of Aladdins! Hi, thousands of Abbeys! Hi, thousands of princes! Hi, thousands of me!
I imagine thousands of Jonahs. There would be a worldwide ketchup shortage. Come on, I say. We have to get to the room with all the fruit trees. Aladdin and Jonah wave goodbye to their thousands of selves. I brace myself for the next room. Like last time, it's pitch black except for white stars all across it. Aladdin, this is the really scary room, I whisper. You have to zigzag your way through the laser stars. Aladdin narrows his eyes at the room.
I've got this. For the princess!
He shouts and goes charging in, bending, stepping, and arching like a superstar.
He must really want to marry her,
Jonah says, before he zigzags his way through the stars. Prince goes next, then it's my turn. Step, bend, arch, I remind myself. I step. I bend. I arch. I come to the star that burned my elbow. I step very carefully. I bend very carefully. I arch very carefully. Then I lift up and... I'm through! I did it! Finally, we all reach the room with the trees.
Huh?
Aladdin says, looking around.
Where are the jewels?
You're looking at them, I say, pointing. There are at least 10 trees with brightly colored, shiny fruit dangling from the branches. Those little red things aren't pomegranates. They're rubies.
And the little green ones that look like limes are emeralds,
Aladdin says, rushing over to one of the trees. I lean over.
And the lychees are diamonds.
Aladdin plucks a low-hanging diamond.
Awesome.
Pick one of each jewel, I say, and we all get to work. I hold out the bag that Karima zapped up for us yesterday. Everyone drops their jewels inside. We have a diamond, an emerald, a ruby, an amethyst, and a bunch that I don't even recognize.
I'm taking a few extra for my mother, Aladdin says. She has so little and gives so much. And for my princess. These are beautiful, but not nearly as beautiful as she is.
Jonah rolls his eyes at the last part, but I think it's sweet. Aladdin is in love.
Okay, we've got enough, I announce. Let's head back. Careful going back through the rooms.
We make it through without any star burns. We race up the steps to the hatch and climb out. Jonah unrolls the magic carpet, we pile on, and back we go through the desert to Aladdin's house. This time, the carpet flies even a tiny bit faster and higher.
I can't wait to show my mom the jewels,
Aladdin says when we arrive at his little house.
Soon, the kitchen will be stocked with food. And she can buy clothes for us instead of having to make them out of scraps.
He smiles as he rushes inside to find his mom. I'm glad Aladdin took extra jewels for her. She deserves them. Aladdin's mom made us breakfast this morning, which was porridge with dates in it. She didn't have enough for all of us. I tried to decline again, but Nada insisted on sharing their meager food. She's so kind. Even Prince got a leftover bone from last night's dinner. My stomach growls.
I'm hungry, too, Jonah whispers as we follow Aladdin inside the house. Is it almost lunchtime?
Let's turn the bag of jewels into buckets of jewels first, I say. Then we'll worry about what to have for lunch. I slide the ring off and rub its side. Harima pops out. I hold out a shiny red ruby that looks like an apple. Ready?
Oh, great! You got the jeweled fruit!
Harima takes the little apple in her hands. Here goes nothing. Or everything, really. She closes her eyes in concentration.
Fruit in my hand? Give me more as I command!
Another ruby apple pops into my hand. Then another. In seconds, my hands are full of rubies. Then little sapphire blueberries cover the top of the rubies. Emerald limes start covering the rug. Diamond lychees start covering the tattered couch. Yay! It's working! The entire room is filling up with jewels of every color imaginable. You did it, Karima! I say, and slip the ring back onto my finger. Karima disappears. Jonah scoops up a handful of brightly colored gems and cheers. Yeah! Whoop! I bend down and see something round and blue in Prince's mouth. Oh no! He's going to try to eat the sapphire again. I don't think so, Buster. No, Prince! I grab the sapphire blueberry out of his mouth. It has bite marks in it. I realize I can squeeze the slobbery blueberry as if it's a real blueberry.
Abby? Jonah says. Do you smell something? Something really good?
I sniff the air. I do smell something good. Like fruit? Oh, no. The room is filled with fruit. Real fruit!
They aren't ruby apples, I cry. They aren't sapphire blueberries. Those aren't diamond lychees. They are real fruit.
And bananas, Jonah says, pointing at the table. And strawberries and raspberries.
Oh, no. Now that I think about it, Karima asked for more fruit, not jewels. Aladdin and his mom come inside, their eyes wide.
What is going on? Aladdin asks. At least we know what we're having for lunch, Jonah says, and pops a blueberry in his mouth.